gentlemen, and welcome to the Animation Podcast, a weekly podcast about all things animation brought to you by Filmbook. My name is Matt Brunet, but some of you may know me as Animat from my YouTube channel, Electric Dragon 505, home of web series that are all about animation, including animation lookback and anime reviews. If this is your first time here in the Animation Podcast, well, the title will explain everything for you. It is one, a podcast, and two, it talks about animation, specifically the latest news that happens this week. So, on today's episode, we are going to start things off with Betty Boop making a grand return. Then afterwards, we're going to be looking at a teaser for a trailer for Finding Dory. Then afterwards, a specific internet name that everybody knows about is apparently going to be distributing animated features. Then afterwards, we're going to be looking into Pokemon releasing an all-new game that the internet is completely hyped up about. And then finally, we will end things off with Matt's Pick of the Week. If you want to check out more episodes of the Animation Podcast, then head on down to Filmbook, that is film-book.com, by searching the Animation Podcast. You can also email us at podcast@filmbook.com with the Animation Podcast in the subject line. Now, to start things off, we have a classic animated character that it will finally making her grand return, and that is Betty Boop, one of the oldest animated characters that ever lived, and even to this day, she has been recognized kind of a sex symbol and more of a female icon. And there was once upon a time that she was the Jessica Rabbit of her time, and like she is more known for being like the Rick Skay sexy girl, but nowadays, like, she's just known as like one of the cartoon femme fatales, one of the more essential ones. But the big thing is that apparently she is finally coming back. Yes, apparently a studio called Normal Animation, who has produced the Peanuts TV series, will be making an all-new animated series that will feature Betty Boop. Now, on my source at animationworldnetwork.com, it says here that aimed at tweens and teens, the episodes recount the daily struggles, joys, and victories of young Betty Boop, who has every intention of being on stage and becoming a superstar. So with that said, like, we know who the target audience is going to be, but with that said, it's just that, does this mean like it's going to be a prequel to Betty Boop? Like, are we going to see her like rise up to the top, or is it going to be like kind of a follow-up to see Betty Boop in the modern age and stuff like that? That I'm not sure. But anyways, not only Normal Animation will be working on this, but this will also be a collaboration with Fleischer Studios, of course, considering that it is the legendary Max Fleischer that created the Betty Boop character. And there is another one, I believe it is King Features, that will also be working on this series. Now, it definitely is, she definitely is a fascinating character, and it's always nice to see when a classic cartoon character is making a comeback, especially nowadays. When you do think about it, there are a lot of classic cartoons that are coming back now in the form of an animated series. Right now, we got the ever-popular Mickey Mouse cartoons that now we see Mickey in a much more spontaneous and over-the-top manner, more in a fashion. Like, this is the kind of Mickey Mouse that I would like to call, like, Mickey Mouse if it were done by Looney Tunes characters, or if somehow Tex Avery decided to go work at Disney and make Mickey Mouse cartoons. And then we also got an all-new series. There used to be the Looney Tunes show, but Bugs Bunny is still up and still going, making TV shows with Wabbit. So that is still going on. But it definitely is nice to see the comebacks of classic animated characters, especially now with Betty Boop. Nowadays, it's been such a long time, and even says here that the series makes the first time that the appealing character has starred in her own show in 30 years. It really is relevant to how Betty Boop is nowadays. It's just that she is only seen as an icon and nothing more, honestly. Because, it's especially back when, in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, the scene of, like, when Eddie would go and meet Betty Boop in the restaurant, that's pretty much the quintessential scene that, like, best describes Betty Boop. And it does feature, like, her original voice. It's like how she used to be popular and stuff like that. But yeah, basically nowadays, like, nobody really knows much about Betty Boop other than just being an icon, and that's it. But it definitely is nice to see that Betty Boop will be returning, at least in the modern age, in some way, shape, or form. Rather it be, like, even if it would be just, like, an animated feature or, like, something like that. But, like, a series is definitely a fine introduction. And I think for many classic cartoons nowadays, I think, television shows are probably the best way to slowly make a comeback. Like I said, I already set examples with Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny, but I think others can definitely follow that. Like, maybe Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. Well, okay, I can't really say Oswald the Lucky Rabbit because technically, like, he's a massive exception. He kind of made a comeback with the Epic Mickey video games. Popeye should be making a comeback this way. I know that Sony is planning on making an animated film with Popeye, but it's like, why not just start out small? Start by going with an animated series, then, like, just climb up the ladder from there. Like, definitely just put the Popeye movie on hold. I mean, like, you already lost Jandy Tartakovsky, or maybe, like, entirely lost Jandy Tartakovsky, so, like, might as well can it. But, basically, what I'm trying to say is that Betty Boop is definitely going in the right path of trying to get back, like, onto the scene and pretty much be featured in her own TV show. So that's going to be pretty exciting. And keep in mind that she will be making her grand comeback in 2018. Now, for our next story, there really isn't much to say, considering it's just a small clip and that's it, but it does have an interesting message, and it will relate to what's going to be happening in the next episode of the Animation Podcast. Now, apparently, Disney and Pixar has released a teaser trailer for a trailer, basically. I know this is kind of a little annoying trend, and this keeps on happening, like, more and more frequently, that now we're just getting trailers for the trailer. But Disney and Pixar decided to go and make one, but luckily this will be happening soon. What's basically going on is that they released a trailer for a trailer of Finding Dory, and we don't really see much of it. It's just, like, we hear in the background, like, the smooth jazz thing is like, have you seen, like, kind of the big promotional thing, and then we just see Dory, you know, fooling around with the title and stuff like that, and that's it. But the big thing that's pretty much happening is that apparently the actual Finding Dory trailer will actually be appearing on March 2nd on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, considering that, well, it is Ellen DeGeneres doing the voice of Dory, and I guess, in a way, it is her movie, basically. And, definitely, it will be interesting, and I think that's more the proper way to do a trailer for a trailer, because basically, at least, yeah, it is annoying that you would get that, because, like, it doesn't really count as a trailer, and in fact, this thing is only 30 seconds long in total, but I will say, it's like, at least it's going to be released soon. It is. It's basically going to be released next week, and of course, I will be talking about it on the next episode of the Animation Podcast, so just stay tuned. But, I know there are other, you know, I've heard of other other incidences where they do, like, a trailer for a trailer, but basically they barely show anything and the trailer won't be released after a while. I think that's what Sony did with the upcoming Ghostbusters reboot. Like, they just released a small trailer for a trailer and then, like, it won't be out until, like, next month or something like that. That is kind of annoying and that is kind of stupid. But at least with this, like, okay, we don't have to wait any longer for the trailer, so at least it's kind of a little announcement. That's what it basically is. It's not much of a nuance because they do tell us that the trailer will be coming very soon. So at least that's a little bit reassuring. So That's pretty much it with what I have to say, because it doesn't really give me much material to work on. So, go watch the Ellen DeGeneres Show on March 2nd to see the premiere of the new trailer of Finding Dory, and then come back here next week, and I'll be talking to you guys about the trailer. Now, our next story, we kind of have a new distributor in our hands, and it's actually a really interesting name because it's something that everybody basically knows about. And believe it or not, it is the one and only Google who will be starting distributing animated features, but not in the way that you necessarily think. It's not like that big. So apparently, Google is starting out to go and distribute family-friendly entertainment with animated feature films, and they're going to start off with Bling. And so what is Bling, basically? Apparently, Bling is a Korean animated feature, and it says here on the CartoonBrew.com that the action-adventure film follows the story of San, a mechanic who works at RoboWorld theme park and obsesses over his childhood sweetheart, Sue, who has become a popular news anchor. Sam's attempt to propose Sue with a bling ring is thrown into disarray after the ring is stolen by the supervillain Oscar, who mistakes it for his own super bling ring, which contains a switch that activates a destructive robot. As Sam and his robot creations attempt to recover the ring and win the affection of Sue, he learns an important lesson. It's not the bling, but the courage that wins the hearts and minds. So basically, it's kind of your standard animated film. Like, okay, like it's not really much. It seems predictable. It's just your little action adventure thing. And like, you could tell by the designs, it is a computer animated feature, by the way. But you could definitely tell that it is very anime like. The anime is it has this very distinct anime style to it. But I could maybe also the action can be the same thing, but like basically I could tell why Google would go and pick this as the their first animated feature they want to start out distributing. It seems like your safe, family-friendly, action-packed film. That's basically what it is. So like, it definitely seems something that the kids will definitely appeal to. However, I just need to start out by saying this, that no, Google will not be releasing this in theaters. They will not be going out and try to be among the people like Disney or Pixar or DreamWorks or Blue Sky or Warner Brothers or Illumination or any of those people. No. Google is basically going to be going out and they're trying to go and compete against the people like Netflix or ShowMe or Crave TV, like those people. Because basically they're only going to be releasing this on Google Play, and that's kind of my intuition with what Google wants to do, because they want to have more of they want to make Google Play more useful, and they even made it that Bling is going to be available in a lot of countries, actually. They listed the US, UK, Ireland, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Albania, Antigua and Barbuda, Belize, Botswana, Cambodia, Fiji, Iceland, Jamaica, Macedonia, Malta, Namibia, Nepal, Papua New Guinea, Philippines, Rwanda, Singapore, South Africa, Sri Lanka, Trinidad and Tobago, Uganda, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. So all these countries, they'll be able to go see it in on Google Play. But with that said, does this mean we will be seeing a lot more animated features just released exclusively on Google Play? Well, my feeling is that like they're going to be continuing like this. They're just going to distribute animated films that are made in other countries like maybe China and South Korea or Philippines. And maybe like they'll distribute some independent animated features as well. That's what I'm guessing that they're going to go with. Like they're just going to start out small to go and try to promote the Google Play and stuff like that. But that's essentially it. Like, will it go big as, like, is it going to go as big as something like Netflix or ShowMe and stuff like that? I'm not 100% sure, but I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But if you guys are interested to go see Bling, you can go check it out exclusively on Google Play, and apparently you could check it out for free between March 3rd and April 10th of 2016. Now for our next subject, it's going to be a little bit weird. Instead of actually talking about animation for this moment, I will actually be going to be discussing a video game, but there is a very good reason. It actually does link into animation, I promise. Now the thing is that as I'm recording this, it is February 27th, 2016 to be precise. And for that, it is today actually marks the 20th anniversary of Pokemon. And the biggest thing that they have announced is that we are going to be getting a brand new Pokemon game. Not just any Pokemon game, this is going to be like a new generation of Pokemon games. We don't know anything else about it other than they're going to be all new. This is going to be a brand new generation. This is going to be the seventh generation of Pokemon games after Pokemon X and Y. We are going to be getting Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon. That's all we basically know about. And the only other things that we do know is that they will be releasing it on at the end of 2016. And they'll be releasing it in 9 different languages, apparently. Like in Japanese, in English, in French, in Italian, German, Spanish, Korean, and even Chinese. So they're pretty much going to be doing that. Did I list 9? Maybe, I don't know. Well, either way, I'm pretty much close. But the thing is, we don't know anything else. Chances are we're going to know a lot more info about Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon, and we'll know about all the information, like more information, and also maybe a sneak peek on the new Pokemon that they will have on this year's E3. So with that said, some of you might be curious, why the fridge am I talking about this? This is all about video games and stuff like that. Pokemon doesn't really have much to do with animation and stuff like that. This is a video game. So, like, am I just talking about this because it's the 20th anniversary of Pokemon? Well, here's the thing. It is important to note that there is going to be a brand new generation of Pokemon games coming out with Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon. And here's the reason. The thing is that the video games, they're pretty much the basis. This is where, like, it starts. This is where it all begins. Like, it starts out with the video games, and then it expands, like, to all the other mediums. Like, this is where it expands from, like, the trading card games to the other spin-off games, and also, like, it expands to the anime, and, like, all the other animated projects. This is the core idea of where you're going to get an idea of, like, the next adventures that Ash is going to be going to. Maybe also the next, the new friends that Ash will be encountering, like, those who will be replacing, like, the roles that Brock and Misty used to have. We'll also meet the brand new Pokemon that Ash will soon be encountering, and then Team Rocket will do their little shenanigans of trying to capture that Pokemon and stuff like that. And especially, the big thing, we're going to see the legendary Pokemons that Ash will be encountering and have something epic in store in the upcoming feature films. Like, we already have one coming soon this year. That will be focusing on Zygarde, I believe. Like, Pokemon, like, right now, the tentative title is Pokemon the Movie 2016 X, Y, and Z. Well, I think there is that, and I think it also connects to another one that's coming up that's going to be regarding an all-new Pokemon called Volcanion. And I forgot what the new Pokemon name is, but there's a new one that's pretty much like this man-made. Imagine Deoncé, but like as a machine. That's basically the core concept of it. But yeah, that's why it's important to know about the new Pokemon games and stuff like that, because that's where it all starts. That's the main hub of everything Pokemon, and then everything grows from there. That's where you're going to get the new merchandising, the new card games, the new plot lines for the animes and the new movies. So, if you guys are excited for the new upcoming Pokemon game, just keep in mind that it will be coming out in the holiday 2016. So, I already reserved my spot for Santa, so yeah, get to it. Get your Christmas list ready. And finally, we will end things off with Matt's Pick of the Week. And for this one, I'm going to be honest, throughout this episode of the Animation Podcast, it really wasn't easy trying to find some news stories, considering that things have been pretty slow when it comes to trying to find like a news story related to animation and stuff like that. There really wasn't much announced or anything new that's going on, considering that All the news media has been pretty much focusing, well, not all the news media, but I mean like all the entertainment news have been putting their eyes on the Academy Awards, which as I'm recording this is going to begin tomorrow and stuff like that. So everything has to be put on hold. And I will be honest, maybe it is kind of a stretch that I put in news stories like Pokemon Sun and Moon and the trailer for the trailer of Finding Dory. But basically, this one is like, this is the Matt's Pick of the Week because it does connect to me the most, or maybe like with Pokemon Sun and Moon, but whatever. The important thing is that for Matt's Pick of the Week, I decided to cover the story of Rick and Morty, and that they have confirmed, yes, there will be a season 3 coming out. But it's not going to be until much later. Apparently, Adult Swim has released a brand new video which features one of the characters, Mr. Poopy Butthole. And they talk about, like, Mr. Poopy Butthole pretty much summarizes a little bit of what happened in Season 2 and stuff like that, and gave us a bit of an update of what's going to be going on in Season 3. However, there is a little bit of a catch to it. Apparently, he said that Rick and Morty won't be coming back on television, he says, like a year and a half or longer. So chances are, we're not going to be seeing Rick and Morty until 2017, maybe around mid-2017 or something like that. But don't worry, that means that they are currently in production. They're currently trying to do something with Rick and Morty. As I'm doing this right now, the people at Adult Swim are currently recording the lines for the entire season of Rick and Morty. Now, this is actually pretty good, I will say. It is actually pretty nice that Adult Swim is actually giving us a lot of time in order to go and catch up on Rick and Morty. Like, if you have not seen Rick and Morty, please do so. It's arguably one of the best new shows that has been released on Adult Swim. It's absolutely hilarious. Like, it's starting to become, like, so big right now. People adore Rick and Morty and stuff like that. It's such a clever and hilarious show filled with imagination. It's highly creative and a lot of fun. It's definitely great. And even for myself, who doesn't really get much into TV shows easily, like, this is one that, like, when I saw the first episode, that was such a blast. It really was a lot of fun. But, yeah, so, like, it pretty much at this point, it's giving us a lot of time. Apparently in my article of, because I'm using iDigital Times as a source for this story, but they didn't even say anything regarding when it would be released. At one point, it did say April 2017, but I guess they took it out because, no. They did say it here. Like, even if we clinch to Poopy Butthole's most optimistic predictions, we still won't see new episodes of Rick and Morty until April of 2017. So basically, now's the time you gotta catch things up. Adult Swim even announced that they released a brand new app where if you pay $4 a month, you can go and access all the new, all the episodes that they have of their shows like Robot Chicken, The Venture Brothers, Rick and Morty, and all that kind of stuff. So, like, this is a perfect opportunity to go and catch up before season 3 actually comes out. So, like, you only have 2 seasons. So, Basically, you'll have like a good it'll be a good binge to check out all the Rick and Morty. So definitely go and check it out. So that's pretty much the big assignment that you have for 2016, to catch up on Rick and Morty before it comes out on April 2017. So go ahead and do that, guys. Once again, Rick and Morty will be making a comeback in 2017. And with that said, that is all that I got for this week. So thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the Animation Podcast. You can find more of my work at film-book.com. Just search for Mathieu Brunet or the Animation Podcast. You can also find me on Twitter at animat505. If you've listened to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast device, do us a little favor and rate and review this episode. If you are listening to this podcast on YouTube, then hit that like button and go leave us a little comment on your thoughts on the news this week. Tune in next week for the latest episode of the Animation Podcast and all things animation. Thank you guys so much for listening. And until next week, see you later, dudes!